All right, well, good day, everyone, and officially welcome to the latest edition of the Dental Success Today Practice Profit Accelerator Team Call. Scott, your formal welcome.
Hey, Kevin, team, family, DSD Universe, all the things and all the people. I'm just happy to be here. You know, we've been doing this special stuff we do every month, but the topic last few months rolling forward here, all about the magic, the secret sauce, the words and authenticity of verbiage and communication. So, Kevin, I know you, as I like to say, Megan, I don't know the female word for wizard, so I say wizard of words, but you're the master of communication, so I'm excited.
Well, thanks, Scott. And you know, we left the best for last, which is, of course, always about you as the individual person. And so today, we're going to be diving into this final conversation, as I mentioned earlier, on this three-part series about communication. And we've received a tremendous amount of feedback. Thank you, by the way, everybody, who's willing to put in the effort to actually reach out proactively, share your thoughts, share stories. We absolutely love it. It's why we do it. And so today, in reality, and I don't use the word should often, I'm going to today. This one should be the most important for you because it's all about you and what kind of communication that you're having with yourself. You know, there's a lot of different terminologies for it. I call it the self-talk. And so that's where we're really going to spend time today. And it's great to have Scott here with me on this one. Of course, you all know it's one of my favorite topics. What I love about the combination here, and I could say the same, you know, if Megan were on the call, is that, you know, because I focus so much in this, I, like other people, tend to have a certain bias, a certain, you know, perspective that I lean towards, and it's always wonderful for me to hear from others as well who sees it differently. I welcome that, and that's something that I encourage all of you to continually have an open mind for people to share, for you to witness, because that's where you can see a lot of opportunity for growth, not just internally with the conversations that we have. And where I want to get started, you know, here today is it's important to, number one, just admit to yourself that these kind of conversations go on in your mind on a regular basis. And so in order for us to get out of a particular groove that we're in, and it just could be a season of life, it could be circumstances that are happening, it could just be this is who we are. But if it's in the more negative tonality, rather than in thinking things in positive nature and opportunistic, you know, it's one of the things that I was drawn to very early on in my relationship with Scott as we were introduced and became very good friends, and I call him brother now and mean it to my core, is that he was so different in how he viewed life, business, all that kind of stuff. It was such a unique, you know, way, and I hadn't really been around enough people like that, and so that's really where our journey began, and it's evolved into something truly special. And I believe both of us spend a lot of time here in order to make sure that we're very aware, I say hyper aware, of the conversations that are going on in our minds, because awareness is where it all starts. If we just coast through, if we just speed through at the pace of craziness, and we're not paying attention of what we are saying to ourselves as we go along the way, it's no wonder that we may feel a disconnect with people in our personal life. It may be no wonder why it's like, gosh, I just feel like I can't connect with my team, can't connect with my patients, whatever the case is going to be. And it very well could be that you're not even connected with yourself and aware of what's happening, so that you can manage your thoughts, manage the words that are coming out. And so it all begins with, like we say in a lot of things, being aware. So, Scott, I'm going to pause here because this is a pretty basic foundational part of things. And we talk about this particular a topic of awareness in everything we do here. Awareness of what goes on in the practice. Awareness of what are the conversations like with your patients. So we're just translating it to, you know, team members and what we do with ourselves. So what comments would you have regarding this, Scott, and things that you see and are part of in conversations that you're having with people?
Well, Kevin, thanks for saying that, and thanks for the compliments. And, you know, I said to somebody today, I try to say it once a day, but I always say it's the, you know, it's the normal people you have to worry about. Us weirdos and crazies are what make it happen. And everybody on this call, you're totally weird and abnormal and strange, and you should embrace that because you think differently. You challenge yourself. You take initiative. You're not just, you know, a pawn on the board and letting things happen to you. You're creators and you make things happen. So I would just say, obviously, so honored to have met Kevin, and we're proud of the work we do together and how we collaborate. And then, of course, Megan is our whole team, but Megan being the triad to us has made us even better. You know, look, you got so much to cover. I don't want to take you up the time. Self-talk is the most important talk. You can only fake it so much. You can only try to, you know, pretend you're something you're not, or say things to people to trick them. You know, it doesn't work that way. And so at the inner core of you is your personal essence, is your personal beliefs, is your personal, you know, your healthy ego and your self-confidence, self-worth, self-esteem, I think are all three slightly different things. So, I mean, look, everything you said is perfect. The awareness piece, what I would say, Kevin, and not to take it negative, but I would say that most people fall into a couple categories. One is they're oblivious. You know, they're just going about their business. Life is totally, you know, flying by, rushing through things, and we're maybe not even, we're caught up in the moment, not in the moment, not in control of the moment. The other thing is people are in denial. So one of my favorite questions, I don't know why I've been saying this a lot lately, I usually don't talk about it, but one of my favorite questions I got out of a book was, what do I know that I'm pretending not to? And I think most people are in denial of their awareness and their self-talk. You know, and then the third thing is they may be cognizant of it, but either resist it, you know, like resist, oh, it's not true, or oh, you know, what I say to myself doesn't matter that much, or oh, the thoughts or whatever, you know, different. And then the last piece is they're aware, but then don't deliberately and intentionally, you know, take control or master it. And it's a work in progress every day, all day long, nonstop. But, you know, you have to believe that that's one of the pillars of your life, is whether you do it by breathing or meditation or prayer or literal self-talk. You know, I call it visualization for the day and stuff like that. But everybody has their own method. But it all comes back to awareness. And that's, to me, Kevin, your point, aside from belief, that's just the origin of it all is that awareness. So thank you.
Yeah, I love it. Such wonderful points there. And a thought that came to my head, Scott, as you were just describing all that, especially as you were wrapping it up, is preparation. What are we doing to prepare for the day? What are we doing to prepare ourselves to take on the mighty battle of life? And it's interesting because I hear these stories on a regular basis, unfortunately, which is, you know, well, people are late to the huddle, or people show up right at the minute their first patient is supposed to show up to, you know, in their chair. I'm thinking to myself, like, who does this? That's your way of preparing to be excellent, to deliver excellence. I can only imagine what's going on in your mind as you're speeding out the door in your car through the practice. Probably stopped somehow, though, for coffee because magically you made that time. And then, poof, here we are, and we're supposed to then deliver an engaging conversation with our patients. It's a no wonder. Well, why are we doing that? Like, why are we speeding through life that way? And, Scott, one of the things you said there was denial. Another one is that we're avoiding, you know, some of the truth. I can't even make this stuff up. So Scott gave me this book. I don't remember how long ago it was. It was called The Year of Positive Thinking. And I've used this in my writings. I've given this out. I've recommended it. I have teams who actually use this on a daily basis. And, Scott, you're going to be blown away at what today, literally today's message is and how serendipitous all this is. It says this, but is it true? Questioning your own reality can shift your perspective. When you find yourself listening to the stories in your head, speaking negatively or making judgments about others, ask yourself this simple question. Without judgment, is it true? Is it possible that it is only your interpretation rather than fact? Is there an opportunity to assume positive intention or have a more compassionate dialogue instead? We are often assuming scenarios and judging others and ourselves, but having the ability to question ourselves gives us the opportunity to become more self-aware and open-hearted. Scott, can you believe that was today's message? Did you write that?
Hey, buddy, you know, that's how the world works, and it's a perfect example.
Yeah, and so that's going to lead me into my second point that I wanted to bring up today, which is it's important for us to begin to explore, like, where is all of this coming from? And by the way, both the good self-talk and the not-so-good self-talk. Because if we can get to the source, I'm certain all of you are going to recall, either through Scott's writing, my writing, Megan's writing, things that we say and do. We're always like, hey, let's get to the source of the problem. Let's get to the source of whatever it is that's driving you crazy. Because that's where you can actually begin to make real progress with regards to what is going on. Because, and you guys, listen, most of you have heard my story. I'm not going to bore you with it. In the end, it came down to, what was it, eight of the 11 years that I was in therapy. It took me 8 years to finally figure out the source of mine, which was a lack of relationship with my father and the guidance that I sought as a young man and all these different kind of things. And it was like, holy smokes, when I could finally connect the dots, I was able to break the pattern, break it. Once and for all, and it was only because I did put in that time and then finally realized, holy smokes, I can actually manage the thoughts that come into my mind. I can actually manage what it is that I'm experiencing. And by the way, it's not in this whole thing, because one of the pushbacks I get, and Scott, I'm not sure if you hear about this stuff too, is oh, you know, you guys always so positive. How can you go through life so positive? Well, guess what? We don't go through life always in a positive note. We're human beings too. Like, we experience challenges, frustrations, hurt, all sorts of different kind of things that come. The difference is when you've made the choice to manage the self-talk that goes on in your mind, yes, you allow yourself that moment to feel, to process, and of course, the time frame on varying things that happen in life is going to be very different. Very similar to grief, right? One of the most powerful things that you can do is allow yourself to grieve in tremendous loss. And I'm still grieving to this day about the loss of my brother. It literally still has not hit me that it's a reality that I can't text my brother and he'll text me back, or that I can't call him and call me back. It's crazy, and it's been well over 2 months already. So for me, this grieving process continues. Although I don't allow that to hold me back, to defeat me, to allow me to be less effective. Well, number one, my brother wouldn't want that, and so he's an inspiration for me. But yet, it's this whole concept of getting to the source, allowing yourself to have the feeling. But then it's about taking control of it and saying, I'm not going to let this have an impact on the effectiveness that I can have, on the relationships that I have, and on me giving of my gift to people I've been blessed with, because each person every day deserves it. And that's a big shift in mindset, is when you believe to your core that you have a gift and people deserve to receive that gift, and not you harbor it and hold it in and be selfish about it. That's not why we are put on this planet. It's not why we are created and made. We were made to give and to have influence. Scott, what say you?
Ha! Well, nothing that deep and special. I guess that's why, everybody just, when you talk, it's like you almost can't even take notes because you're just in the motion of it all. And I mean, I love it. I wrote a couple of things down, but it's just more feeling what Kevin says, friends. You got to go back and listen. And Kevin, I'm going to do, where are we on the clock? Okay, we're good. I'm going to do two things. The first thing I want to say is that I want everybody to understand Kevin started this meeting today talking about you. That is the key, okay? It's not about what others do. It's not about even necessarily, what we're doing or wanting others to do. But it's about not what we're doing to others, you know what I'm saying? It's what we do and are doing as a result of our thinking, right, our decisions, all of that a result of our emotions and our feelings. Even if you pretend that like you're a super logical person, like you see the world through this lens that first runs your feelings and your thoughts before your eyes, okay? And you just have to understand that's just the fact. And so that's why the awareness piece is so important. Now, what I want to say about what Kevin said is never forget that all the verbiage, all the communication, all the things we talk about, the first and most important part is that you embrace it, believe it, you're genuine and authentic with it. But this is the same deal with the patient. That's why the verbiage matters, the education matters, all these things matter, because we're trying to make the patient more aware. We're getting the patient to have better self-talk. We're bringing the patient from the place where they're at to a place we want them to go. What Kevin is describing is for you to be one with your feelings and the results of wherever you're at, a loss of life, a tragedy, an event. That's what life's all about. Also the joy and the celebration. As much as something can make us feel a little down or jaded, something can make us feel, totally like not clear-minded, like that high of excitement or something that you don't make good decisions with either. So you got to take those things, embrace it, don't run away from them, but then also bring it back to your core. And so what I would say to Kevin's point, Einstein had this quote. I got this from one of our doctors. I never knew it. Okay, amazing doctor, awesome. So he's so evolved, such a deep thinker. And it was last year, 2 years, 18 months ago or something, and he said at our initial dinner where everybody is, at the very beginning of the thing, and when our relationship moves from phone call to committed relationship, we have this beautiful dinner and get to know each other. And one of the things he said was, I always live by this quote from Einstein, which was, it goes like when we're born and we make a decision. But I would just say every day you make a decision. Whether the world is going to be a beautiful and wondrous place and treat you nicely, or whether it's going to be this hostile, terrible, crazy place. And it's same world. This is a different person, a different worldview. And most of you have probably heard Megan's story where she talks about, kind of how to get better patients, how do we get results, all these things. She tells this story, it's not a joke, but it's a serious story about this person that's, asking about what type of people there are. And the person basically says, wherever you came from is what you're going to get here too, because the commonality is you, not the people. And so I would just say that I think I can't speak on Kevin's point of the grieving. I think he's the one you've got to talk to on that. I know that he celebrates and honors his brother, which is why he writes about it, which is why he talks about all these things. Those things can give you power. Power to be stronger, power to be even happier, power to be more at peace versus the other way around. And it doesn't change the innate feeling of it, but it changes the outcome of it based on you making a decision, okay, to use and embrace, reality for the future, or to let it hinder and hold you back. And I think that's the key. That's, to me, is like the awareness in action is, what do you do with it? What do you decide? And that's the same thing we're challenging our patients to do, too, with the things that we empower them and give them awareness with. So I don't know, Kevin, more or less than what you wanted, but I would just say there's no negativity tolerated. yeah, sure, we're human. We have good days, what you consider less than good days. Some days, you know, I want to wake up and go do this or want to do something else. But we're all human. If you don't have something you'd rather be doing than your work, then your work's got no freaking purpose. Because the point isn't the work. The point is what the work facilitates and allows. At the same time, I always say the greatest sickness in life is resentment over what is required to have the things that you say you want. So I would just say, Kevin's point, we choose to be happy. We choose to be positive. We choose to make the best out of even the worst situations. And we just don't ever allow anything or anyone to change or affect our core. And that's, you know, that's the only way you can lead people, by the way. It's not being less human or feeling less. It's just doing something different with it.
So much powerful stuff there, Scott. And I love how you brought it back to the work we do ourselves can be passed on to patients. And what's so interesting about this is, you know, Scott's been doing this even longer than I. I've been coaching, mentoring, whatever terms, you know, you want to use. There's so many different ones. Since 2006, I believe, is what it was. And, or yeah, somewhere on there. Maybe a little bit sooner. Anyways, my point is, in the beginning stages, I looked at it as this thing, right? Like, oh, people are asking me. They see I'm doing well. They want to know what's going on. I really didn't understand the meaning of it. And then as I was going through this, my own journey, as I've described in to exhaustion, is I realized something super significant, Scott, that you just brought in there, which is not only is the communication we're doing with ourselves, the self-talk we do with ourselves, putting ourselves in the right place, preparing for all those different kind of things, it allows each and every one of you who we are coming alongside you, going on this journey with you, helping you along, helping you develop your own approach to life, you get to do the same thing with the patients. So it's not even that you're helping the patient value what you do, value their health. You're helping your patients, whether you realize it or not, to change their thought patterns about what has meaning in life. Because one of the things we joke about all the time is we're fighting for the dollars to get healthy and to do dentistry and specialty work and all these different kind of things versus going to Maui, okay? And so we got to put in some effort on that because, let's face it, people are into pleasure more so than they are about things that really, in the end, are more important than going on another vacation. Having said that, you all know what the reality of that all is. And so I get so fired up about this because I don't think that the majority of people, and we love and adore all of you, I don't believe that you truly understand the influence and the opportunity for positive influence you have in people's lives far beyond the dentistry, far beyond the specialty work that you do. And if you can embrace that, and own it, and be willing to evolve yourself, the impact that you will have, not only within the four walls of the practice, but beyond that in your interactions, in your personal life, whether that be through, you know, charitable things you do or group things you do, stuff with your kids, other parents, you know, whatever the case, the influence you can be really tremendous, and it only just builds you and your self-esteem and your fulfillment and the joy, you know, that you're experiencing. And I mean, I could keep going on and on, but Scott, that was such a brilliant thing for you to do. And one of the other points that I have to make, one of my favorite docs who I've developed quite a relationship with, you know, he and I will joke every once in a while and be like, hey, how was your day? Oh, man, it was a day. And then we go dot, dot, dot. Others have it a lot worse than us, so it was a good day. And again, it's that whole perspective, that whole shift of, yeah, it may have been a little bit whatever, but in the end, when you take a step back and you put yourself in a moment of gratitude and a moment of awareness of all that you really truly have in life, health, people who love you, a team, people you get to serve, and all these wonderful, you know, things that we have around us, man, it's hard to be in the negative, you know, mindset and in a destructive mindset when you, you know, find yourself in gratitude and be willing to express love and all those different kinds of things. And anyway, so I just want to go into the final point, Scott, as we wrap this up here, because we've already made a mention of this. And we always like to give some tactics, you know, with regards to, okay, what do we do with this? And I think the key here, you know, I just came up with a couple of questions to, you know, for all of you to ponder. And that is, like, as an example, how are you starting the day? How are you preparing for the day? We mentioned that earlier. What are you doing to prepare not only yourself, because obviously that's where it starts, but what are you doing to prepare yourself for your patient interactions, your team member interactions? And then when you walk out that door and you put it all away, which hopefully you are, what are you then doing to prepare as you go home to whomever it is that you spend time with? Because they deserve your best too. They don't get, it's not fair to them to get what's all left over. What are you doing to prepare for them? And then, you know, what are you doing to release what has happened during the day so that you can shift into the right mindset for the benefit of yourself, most importantly, and for others? And the release to me is the big deal. Again, there's nothing wrong with putting some time and attention to what's happening, what's going on, what you're experiencing. You got to let it go, though. Put it back out into the universe and absorb some good stuff back in, because you've got to be able to dump all that stuff or you're going to drive yourself mad. Scott, some final points, any kind of additional tactics or anything from you?
You know, just reminders. I mean, Kevin, thank you so much. We need to transcribe this one and just lay it out, because this is the deal, friends. I guess what I would tell you is you can have all the phone scripts, you can have all the treatment presentation tactics, you can have all the money objection, insurance bullshit, everything. There's nothing ever that one will overcompensate or make up for this part of things not being dialed in and being, you know, on point. And number two, there's nothing more powerful than this right here. Hey, I always say, good news, bad news, I guess. It all begins and ends with you. So, you know, you make of it what you will. So I would say, Kevin, amazing stuff. My reminders would be positive expectancy, okay? Hope for what you want, okay? Don't try to avoid what you don't. People who pursue and set forth to create and believe in and take responsibility for, you know, what they want more of, versus the people who are fearfully, you know, overly cautious and going from a place of avoidance or desperation. It's the same concept of negative or positive, okay? You're attracting and repelling, and, you know, it's just a whole lot more fun to be hopeful and do the things and feel the way that you want to, you know, perpetuate. So, Kevin, listen, I'll give you the last word. Everybody knows my tactic: morning huddle, visualize, talk through, game plan out everything you want to see happen. Check in with each other and yourselves. Make sure you got your, as the old Zig used to say, check up from the neck up. Okay, you got your mindset, your attitude, your focus is where it's supposed to be and what you've committed to there in that, in your team. And then lastly, at the end of the day, reflect back, okay, and do some accountability. And then, as Kevin pointed out in his last message and all the wonderful details, you wake up tomorrow and you do it again. I would say your morning huddle and your end of the day huddle are exactly the same as the practice. I'm talking about personally. What you do before you go to bed, what you say to yourself, what you do in the morning, what do you say to yourself? That's where you're going to build your muscles and make it happen. And then learning to avoid self-doubt and learn to avoid getting in your head in the way and always thinking about worst-case scenarios and sabotaging, okay? Thank you, sir.
Well done. Well done, Scott. Good tag team here. As you all know, one of my favorite topics, I could talk about it all for the rest of the week. Unfortunately, we don't have that much time. And, in fact, we're at the end. Thanks for being with us, everyone. Thanks to those of you who are listening to this on the replay. And thank you to those of you who are listening to it for the second, third, fourth, fifth time. That's how important all this is, because, as Scott said, it's all about you. Listen, everybody, Thanks for tuning in to the latest edition of the Dental Success Today Practice Profit Accelerator Team Call, which was all about you. Keep up the great work. Anything we can do to help, we are here to serve. Until next time, we'll talk soon.